Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are live on CUTV News Radio. It is wonderful to have you with us today. This is Jim Masters. It is noon Eastern, and it is Wednesday, May 24th, 2017. It's time of this live broadcast worldwide on CUTV News Radio, which is a service of CUTV News. The broadcast will also be archived, so you'll have an opportunity to hear this show again if you choose to do so, or share it with family and friends and colleagues. You can also hear it on our website, as well as iTunes and Stitcher and other terrific venues as well, as we get the word out, celebrating and showcasing the amazing guests that we feature here every day on our broadcast series. Interesting topic today, one that our guest is very, very passionate about. You know, have you ever said to yourself, I love my job, I love what I do, I love my work, but I hate where I work? Does this sound like you or the people who work for you? Well, a recent Gallup poll found that 70% of the U.S. workforce, yes, 70% of the U.S. workforce is not engaged at work, and that tells us that something is truly missing. According to executive coach and organizational consultant Anita Torres, what's missing is passion. Now, Anita is a self-described passionista, I love that word, and the founder of Passion Powered Consultant. Anita helps her clients improve performance by actually developing masterful communication skills and embracing the qualities of courageous and caring leaders. She helps organizations change those engagement numbers. Her mission is truly to inspire and guide leaders to communicate simply, engage powerfully, and really be leaders worth following. What is the culture of your organization? How is that culture currently being expressed? What kind of culture do you want to create? What is the impact you want to make? Anita Torres can help business owners, entrepreneurs, and CEOs foster organizational cultures that encourage passionate leaders with powerful communication. Her name defines her purpose, training organizations to realize their right to extraordinary success. That's what drives her. Passionate leaders plus powerful communication plus productive teams equal profitable results. Those are the four P's that brings life and vitality to any business or organization who is committed to inspire, engage, and thrive. Anita Torres was recently awarded her certification in conversational intelligence developed by Judith E. Glaser. CIQ transforms corporate cultures from a fear-based paradigm to one of collaboration by coaching individuals on how to connect deeply through conversation. Based in beautiful Mount Dora, Florida, right in central Florida, it is my honor to welcome to CUTV News Radio Live for the very first time as part of a series of broadcasts with us here. This is part one, Anita Torres. Anita, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us today. I know you're very busy today, a lot going on, but we appreciate you taking time today to join us on the show. Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much, Jim. I'm happy to be here with you and your listeners today. Absolutely.
Tell us, I always like to find out about what makes people tick. You know, and I ask that because I think when I ask people, you know, what inspires them and what empowers them and what makes them tick and what passion they have. I mean, you're somebody who, you know, shows people to be able to tap into their own passion, and you're passionate about it. So what makes Anita Torres passionate enough to want to show people to discover their own passion? So I'm fascinated as I do this broadcast with you, to find out what sources of inspiration do you have? You know, what in your own journey of life have been the directives that have fostered your opportunities to want to do this kind of work where you are empowering and inspiring others?
Wow, that's such a great question, and it really takes me way back. I was fortunate to have a dad who was an educator in New York City School Board of Education. And as a child, I always loved school. I loved learning. I loved everything about taking exams and really being able to teach it back to others as I saw my dad do. So as a young child, I was inspired to help others through education and pursuing my own growth and development in that way. But through the years, I knew clearly that where I would thrive the most would be more in an individual basis and in organizations, not necessarily in traditional school education, academia. And that's how I learned through my own career soul searching. What inspires me? What triggers me? What gets my mojo going? And it was definitely opening up my heart, my hands, my mind to helping others and being truly of service in helping others see what lights them up and making a difference in the world that way. Then, moving forward, I actually was branded the passionista through some of my clients over the years, who use that adjective to describe their experience of me. And then I realized, wow, this is something I need to embrace. And that's when the Anita the Passionista was born. And then after that, I actually found a very powerful tool. And that powerful tool is called the Passion Test. And it was developed by Janet Bray Atwood and Chris Atwood. And I became a certified facilitator for that tool. And it is a tool that helps me guide others in discovering what their passions are. Because we can go around saying we like so many things and we're interested in so many ideas or hobbies. But when you really go into the heart center and let that passion test process guide you to what truly matters in your life and then align your life around those passions, that's where the power is. And it was that tool that really helped solidify my path in living a passionate life and being that model for others and helping others discover their passions as well. So I'm all about being the passionista, but I'm also committed to helping create other passionistas and other passionistos. Never leave the men out.
That's right, exactly. Now, isn't it really cool when you're able to find your bliss in that way, when you're able to tap into it, realize it, live it, not just dream it, but live it and tap into the deeper sense of yourself and be able to bring that out? Because I know that being a passionista, or just being Anita Torres on a day-to-day basis, you're delivering your true sense of who you are, and people are drawn to you by the energy that you put out. And sometimes we forget that, whether it's positive, negative energy, or no energy at all, they are drawn to us. And it's an ability that you have that you sort of also craft and master through your work, which has developed into being a passionate passionista, right? How do you describe what a passionista actually is? How do you describe somebody that is a passionista other than yourself?
Well, Jim, you hit the nail on the head because it starts with being that person who lights up the room, who really infuses energy in others and gets them moving and inspired to be their best selves, to do their best work, not just in their businesses and in their organizations, but in their life. So I'm an advocate for creating passionistas in all areas of their life. And that's what it means. And to get them involved, to be a true light for others and helping them see so many possibilities that they may not be in the moment able to see for themselves.
What about sometimes people, and we've all probably even done it from time to time, we don't allow ourselves to tap into that inner passionista and bring it out, bring it to the forefront, because we are so worried about the day-to-day, the inbox that's full, the bills that have to be paid, and we might also be people who are constantly striving to please everybody else, that we're not necessarily allowing ourselves to, again, dig in, dig deep, go to the core, and allow that passionate part of us to come out. Either we feel guilty, or we feel like we shouldn't show it, or perhaps we just are so, we keep it suppressed because we are just getting through life, getting through the day, and trying to save the world for everybody else.
Yes, yes, that definitely is real for many people, and I have to be, transparent, and, I had that same thought as well, starting out in this development path that I took myself on. But I think, too, I truly believe that we are all here for a purpose, a God-given purpose, and that's where the work begins. When we have... even each and every one of us, the answers are there. Once we can get clear on what's holding us back, what's getting us stuck, then we can give ourselves permission to be the bright stars that we can be in our lives and in our businesses. That's where it begins. It's inner work that needs to happen, and it takes a coach to walk you through that, because it's so easy to blow yourself off. So easy.
That's right.
But a coach,
that's right,
in my role, my job is to guide you, to ask you those powerful questions that you may not be willing to ask yourself, and to help you see and discover for yourself what options you have, what opportunities are ahead of you, and guide you to making that conviction for yourself to live that one life we have, that one business that we have, because passion is extended into business environments as well. So that's the process. It begins there with lots of inner work, and allowing the coach to guide you through that process is powerful.
Exactly. And you mentioned organizations and companies, and looking at it even from transferring that passion into our everyday work and our interactions with society and with even clients and people. I like the philosophy that you have, because it really, it seems, in talking about organizations and businesses, they tend to sometimes put the cart before the horse. They're obsessed with that bottom line. But
right.
People are really the most important resource in an organization, and sometimes, companies can lose focus that we've got to hit those goals, no matter how you do it, hit the goals. And then when people aren't happy and people don't feel appreciated and they don't feel like they're worthy, and that it's just a rote task, and then maybe they're even constantly being criticized and downed, and their self-worth is even challenged, they're not going to give their all. If anything, they're going to try to, pull back. They're not going to want to participate. That then works backwards, because the bottom line that the company is trying to preserve sort of goes in the other directions, and that people sometimes don't realize that if they take the time to allow staff to feel important and like they're a part of, like maybe suggestions that they have are invaluable, instead of just saying, you listen to us, the boss is up in the ivory tower and the workers are down below and there's no interaction. That's all changing now, right? There's much more roll of the sleeves, and where management and workers in some areas are collaborating and working together for the greater good. Am I correct on that?
Yes, absolutely, Jim. And that's exactly one of the reasons why I chose to focus my practice with businesses, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, CEOs, because where do we spend most of our life? At work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing business.
Yeah.
Working with clients. Managing numbers. Looking at the bottom line. But if you take the four walls away from the organization, what are we left with? The people. So my focus and where I get really gung-ho and passionate is around helping business owners and CEOs and leaders of the workplace get back in touch not only with who they are as an individual, as a person who has that God-given purpose, get them back in touch with that mojo that got them where they are. Start there to help them get inspired to learn the learnable skills that inspire, engage, and help them thrive with their people. So I really get passionate about working with organizations in helping them really become leaders worth following, like you said in my bio. Definitely, that's the place to start. And as you said, you know, there's much research out there that validates how there's so little passion in the workplace right now. We've got a huge percentage to make a difference in. And it, in my opinion, starts at the top. So if we can work with leaders who are coachable, who are committed to not only improving themselves, but also in engaging their teams to be powerful and to be highly engaged, to work with them based on their strengths, and committed to thriving alongside with them versus above them. That's the mission.
That's the mission, absolutely. What a great mission to have, Anita. You mentioned it starts at the top.
Yes.
Are your clients, do they tend to be owners and executives? Who are your clients, and do they run across the board? I'm sure they come from all walks of life, all types of businesses, passions. Tell us about the actual clients you work with.
Yes, I work with anyone who leads people, really is the bottom line. Anyone who leads people, because that's where it begins. I've worked in the insurance. I have clients in the insurance industry, finance, hospitality, customer service, professional service organizations. And to be very honest, Jim, much of the issues I find are the same in that the root cause, if you dig deep, much of the issues and performance problems start with communication and being able to manage workplace emotions, those of yourself and those of your team. That's where it begins. And so I've had...
I was going to say, people today, we tend to be living in an environment where people are not really listening to each other. Everybody wants to be heard, but they're also not listening. And sometimes we can concentrate too much on making sure we're heard and we're convincing, but we're not listening to some perspective perhaps that the other person is trying to provide. And sometimes when you merge the two together, something beautiful is created out of that, right? If we take the time to listen.
Yes, yes. And that's where the power of conversational intelligence comes in, because everything starts and happens through conversation, as Judith Glaser says. So one of her prominent quotes is, getting to the next level of greatness depends on the quality of the culture, which depends on the quality of the relationships, which depends on the quality of the conversations. That's where the power is. And helping leaders be real and get real with their people is what is where the value is, where the practice is being real. Not just in the workplace, but also in their life, to be real
Absolutely.
With their people.
Absolutely. Tell us, give us an example. I love to have it relatable for our audience. If somebody's listening to us right now, Anita,
mm-hmm.
and they're hearing Anita and Jim talking about all this passion and being passionate and all of this, and they're saying, well, what does that mean? How does that apply to me? What do I do? Do I just go into the office tomorrow and I say, hi, I'm here. Let's get the party started. I'm excited. Let's roll up the sleeves. And everybody then looks at you like, what the heck are you on? So how does it apply? If you can give us an example maybe of a situation where you worked with a particular individual or company or client, and maybe without any names and all, of course, but what the setting was like when you first came in and how through your step-by-step methods you've been able to transform that into something even greater and better.
Okay. Well, before I go into the example, I want to talk about my formula for success that I use as a guide. And every organization, every business works around the four P's to market and promote their products, services, and price and promotion and their location. So we all, Marketing 101, start with the four P's. Well, I think for the formula with passion-powered leadership, it's around the four P's of being a passionate leader, having powerful conversations and communication with productive teams, and producing powerful results. And that's the formula that guides my discussions with my clients. So an example, without naming names, one manager or leader of a good chunk of employees, maybe about 100 employees, had received some feedback that limited his ability to lead powerfully with his team. And the feedback was very clear. It was from a 360-degree feedback process. And the what he received was the perception of his team was that he was coming across abrupt, maybe uncaring, arrogant, possibly. So that's what he was hearing. And so I was asked to come in and work with this client to help him. And when we met, we had our discovery session. We talked about what he felt was his intention, you know, what was he trying to accomplish with his team. And through our, when he agreed to engage in coaching sessions to help improve that perception and really make a difference, because there's oftentimes such a blind spot that someone doesn't see that this is what's happening. And the intention there is to be super successful and meaning with their people, but it's just not the outcome, the impact is not there. And so through the sessions, he realized how simple behaviors, this is the power of it, because simple behaviors such as eye contact and smiling makes a huge difference. And this example, over 3 to 6 months of working together to really to teach him how to use the power of conversation, using conversational intelligence and being aware of the types of questions he's asking people and be aware of his gestures and the fact that he's not giving eye contact or smiling gives people the impression that he's not caring, that he's not really interested. So where is the person going to be inspired to continue to work with him? So in realizing those limitations, he turned it around in an amazing way. And the reviews have been so much more favorable, and the interactions and the richness of his working with the team and the results that he's producing are amazing. So it doesn't all, you know, working with an executive leadership coach like myself doesn't always have to be the big, big issues. Even the small ones make a big difference. So in your example of what does somebody do who's listening today on the call, just be aware, are you giving people your full attention? Are you being fully present? Are you listening or are you acting like you're listening? If you can force yourself to stop what you're doing and really provide sincere and honest eye contact and active listening by paraphrasing what you heard, checking for the emotion, acknowledging what emotion might be conveyed under the thought or the content that's being discussed, will make a huge difference.
Absolutely. You really love this work, and I know it gives you passion to do this work as well. It's incredible work that you're doing that I think really changes the lives. And you've identified certain things that people need to be aware of so they can make change and affect change in such a possible and positive way. The response has been tremendous, hasn't it?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And in the message of be real with your people, it's four simple practices. Relate simply. Be who you are. Try not to be somebody else. Engage with people powerfully, and that starts just by being present. Get away from your desk and your devices and really be present to your people.
Your desk,
and then appreciate them.
Right.
Appreciation
Absolutely.
Is so underutilized.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said, try not to be somebody else.
Yes. Exactly.
We're living in a society
I've literally worked with people who have said to me, I'm this way at work, but I'm a whole different person at home.
Right,
I'm like, wow, that's a whole lot of energy to expend.
Right. You have to remember to put which, you know, mask on at which time, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like, and sometimes you can overlap and forget where you are and who you're with. It's and living your life and not somebody else's, because we are living in a society where, you know, everybody's trying to emulate what they're seeing other people doing on social media and in entertainment and what have you. When you have your own life that is a gift that's been given you, and I think when you tap into that and you realize that, a whole other perspective develops and this passion rises, and that affects your work and your relationships and really every aspect of your life, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it does. And I'm not alone in this mission, Jim.
No.
There's so many powerful people in
That's
the
right.
world who are committed to making a difference in the world by raising those engagement numbers, whether it's you know, through the passion route, whether it's through communication route. But somehow, some way, we need to help people in their businesses and in their lives to get connected to what matters most and live their life the most powerful and passionate way they can. And it's about where do you get your source of power? For
That's
me, it's
right.
all about passion and leading with
That's
it
right.
and engaging people.
Beautiful way to wrap the show. We're speaking with Anita Torres of Passion Powered Consulting. Go to her website, passionpoweredleadership.com. That's passionpoweredleadership.com. to learn more about Anita and the phenomenal work that she does. Anita, thanks for joining us on the show today. You'll be back next week with us, and we thoroughly look forward to that. And I hope you enjoyed today as much as I sure did.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, passion-powered day.
You as well, and thank you for sharing all this great information with us. And thank you for joining us, folks, as well. I'm your host, Jim Masters. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Anita will be back again next week on CUTV News Radio. And for all of us here at CUTV News Radio, thank you for joining us, and have a terrific day.